USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American embassy staffers in Afghanistan accused the Biden administration of betrayal after they were advised to head to the airport, but instead suffered a brutal experience without protection. Now the Biden administration is being accused of smokescreening the Afghanistan evacuation debacle under the ruse of coronavirus leaks. Dr. Marty McCary on Fox News.
Medical advice is sacred. It should not be used to distract from headlines. And if you look at what happened within hours of the viral video of the Afghan airport, the White House leaked to the New York Times and Washington Post that they were going to announce the next day boosters for all Americans despite no evidence to support that it reduces severe illness and without any CDC or FDA guidance on it.
The embassy memo was sent Saturday, a day before at least seven people, including a young child, were crushed to death in Kabul's chaos. We are USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If the Food and Drug Administration needs to make an announcement about people using animal medications to fight COVID-19, a lot of people are probably doing it. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Disgraced Democrat and now former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo marked his final day in office Monday by handing out pardons. David Gilbert, a Weather Underground member, murdered Police Sergeant Edward O'Grady, Officer Waverly Brown, and Brinks Guard Peter Page. Gilbert's son and San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin had lobbied Cuomo for his release. Cuomo also ordered the release of four other murderers. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Trust in the American media has declined to an all-time low. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. After the 2020 election, 57% of Democrats trusted the media, only 18% of Republicans. The Associated Press is being called out by Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News for a recent story that Mr. DeSantis says could cost American lives with its false narrative.
Now, what the AP did by trying to create a false narrative is some people may believe the narrative and then think that this is not a viable treatment for them, so that if they're infected, they will not go seek a monoclonal antibody, and that will ultimately increase their risk of hospitalization. So the AP knew what they were doing. They wanted to do a political hit on me, and the fallout from that is that there will likely be people who decline life-saving treatment, and then they had the temerity to act like they were the victim when they got called out on their hit piece. The days of corporate media being able to smear people with impunity and conservatives do nothing, those days are over. I can tell you in Florida, we're fighting back with the truth, and we are going to hold you accountable when you're peddling false partisan narratives.
Mistrust of the media is now a central part of many Americans' personal identity. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.